What you don't understand, place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. Well, you should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. You define who you are. Are you the same? Or are you different? Burnt from the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. Life, call it what you will. It's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you afraid of what they think? Don't you know you are? Don't you know where you are? Welcome to the forge. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Are you different? Burnt from the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live without decisions. Are you the same? Are you different? Burn from the flames from your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? That is my new song called The Forge. I just finished writing it yesterday. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. That's the debut. That's my new song. I just wrote that. I just finished it yesterday. I figured I would just start it off. I actually had a guest lined up for today, and my guest was nowhere to be seen all day long. So I kind of had to scramble last minute. To set up my show. I found my old beanie. I haven't seen this thing in a long time. I was cleaning out some stuff, and I was, threw this beanie on. It reminds me of old times. Thank you. I see a bunch of compliments. Thank you so much. That is my my new song. I'm very excited about it. It's called The Forge. It's very fun to sing. There's a couple other parts that I have actually that may enter the song, but they're kind of, I don't know, the rest of stuff. Not La Forge like from Star Trek, someone just asked in chat. No, The Forge. It's essentially, life is a forge, you know, and it's about, you know, how you are the hammer and everyone around you is the flames. Life is the flames. People like to blame others. Like, it's just, you know, the words are, you know, you place blame on anyone you can except yourself. But, you know, you're responsible for how you, you know, shape yourself, essentially. So it's called The Forge. Yeah, thank you, everyone. Yeah, I appreciate that. So, I'm looking forward to recording that officially. All right, so today we're going to talk about some interesting things. I don't know if you know this, but the stimulus package came out. My goodness. There is so much stuff in it that has absolutely nothing to do with anything supporting Americans. Turns out we're bailing out a bunch of different countries. All sorts of different countries are getting millions and millions of dollars from us. So yeah, we're going to be Yeah, I'll talk about that. So I actually have the bill actually lined up and ready to go. There's 5,006. How many pages is this freaking bill? 5,593 page long bill. Crazy. It's filled with all sorts of stuff. I just have a little tidbit of stuff that is. There's way more. And I'll kind of go over it. And then I'm going to talk about the Great Conjunction. Saturn and Jupiter are so close in the sky right now. It's pretty crazy. And I actually have a really cool site online that lets me really play with our perspective and show you really how close they are. It's pretty cool. We'll talk about that. Then I want to talk about COVID 2.0 or COVID 20, I guess, right? And I guess, you know, I want to talk about that. I'm going to, you know, shed some light onto that. And then, of course, I wrote The Forge in the title of the episode because that is the song that I just played called The Forge. Sorry, I need a little swig of water after that. I really kind of I belt out a little bit there for the chorus. So it definitely happens. So let's get into this, right? Well, first and foremost, let's just say, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. I was stuck at 175,000 subs. Very amazing. Thank you all for subscribing if you've already subbed for about 2 months now. And I have a feeling it's because I'm talking about things YouTube doesn't like. For example, COVID or the election, they said that they're going to be taking videos down that talk about it. Now, I know that they are purging accounts. Also, Twitter is banning a bunch of people. A bunch of people have been banned over the past month. It's shocking, actually. I mean, is it? Yes. I'll go with yes. Question mark? Yes, question mark. And whatever that means, I'll let you decide. But listen, sub if you haven't. Smash that like button. I don't know if you notice, I have a snowboard behind me. And I just want to give a shout out to Tim. Tim bought me and a few others in the house a full snowboarding setup. Got me some dope ride boots. Thank you, Tim, so much. It was a Christmas present for the fam. And I just finished stickering up my board. I don't know if you can see all these stickers here. Let's see here. All right. Kind of, I'll show it off a little bit. I can't really see my screen, but yeah, it's I got this, the whole, there was like this black panel in the middle. So I kind of made it so it's just that black panel that is stickered up. I actually added this one. Someone sent me that dope sticker. So pretty excited about that. Yeah. So, all right, let me get this out of the way. I'm so professional today, but I'm pretty excited. I actually have only snowboarded one time in my life. No joke. I was 15. And then I was 16. And then when I was 26, I started skateboarding. That was 10 years ago. Then when I was 28, I became a pro skater. I mean, pro skater, I use as a loose term until later on in my skate career. I feel like I finally earned it near the end of my pro life because I was sponsored, but you know, you're not pro until you get paid. So I felt like I went pro once I started my skate school and I started riding for Arbor Skateboards. But anyway, I started 10 years ago and I have yet to snowboard. So I haven't snowboarded since 20 years. It's been 20 years since I've been on a snowboard. So I have all this downhill experience, longboarding experience. So I have a feeling me and this snowboard are going to get along very nicely. So I'm looking forward to that. So thanks, Tim. I appreciate that. That was really dope of him. All right, let's get into this. My goodness, look at this bill. My goodness, it is a crazy bill. 5,000 pages long. 5,593 pages long. This thing is ridiculous. I don't even know where to begin. Because this bill is not just... See, President Trump actually called the Senate out. He said, look, I don't want you guys to start writing some bill that is going to have a bunch of duds stuff in it. I want you to write a bill that is just for the American people, period. Period. And I'm like, yeah, nice. Let's do that. What's wrong with that? And of course, they could not do that, could they? They had to slide in a bunch of stuff. And the more people are looking, the more they're finding. And my goodness, is it crazy. We are given millions of dollars all across the globe. We are just printing that money, baby. It's like they want the dollar value to be gone. That's the vibe I'm getting on how much they're giving away or supporting countries that need it, not the American country. Everybody else. It's pretty crazy. But look at this. I have, this is the first thing that shook me. I saw this. The COVID-19 stimulus bill would make illegal streaming a felony. This is something that actually someone was already trying to pass, like a week ago, was trying to pass a bill. Didn't work. So he slipped it into the stimulus bill. Why? Because people are going to be like, good, a stimulus bill. Like, please, let's do this. Let's, you know, let's pass it because everyone needs help. $600? That's help? $600. Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous. So, my goodness. Congress looks to provide relief to U.S. citizens and small businesses, but the omnibus bill includes some legislative priorities for the entertainment industry as well. Why? Why are they trying to pass all this random stuff that has nothing to do with stimulus? It's like they've figured out a way, whenever they make any bills, to make all of the bills that everybody wants done into one bill. See? They're not bills anymore. They're I don't know what you would call them, novels, you know, with all sorts of different chapters spreading all sorts of, like, spanning all different types of subjects. There is defense budgets, military budgets, you know, anti-Chinese things in it. I'm not joking. They're straight. You know what? Let me pull this up. I wasn't going to pull this up, but it's insane. Hold on. I need to find this specific piece. There's so many bills. It's insane. Research partnership on activities of the People Republic of China. Let me pull this up here. Here we go. I want you guys to see this because this when I saw this, I was like, excuse me, what? Look at this. This is section 612. Research partnership on activities of People's Republic of China. Not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Director of National Geospatial Intelligence Agency shall seek to enter into a partnership with a nonprofit research institute to carry out joint unclassified geospatial intelligence and analysis of the activities of the People's Republic of China that pose risks to the national security interests of the United States, and make available on a publicly available internet website unclassified geospatial intelligence products relating to such analyses. Ooh. And now I'm not saying I'm against this side of it, but it seems like they are including some things to keep China in check. Ooh, interesting, right? I mean, what does it mean, you know, that they're trying to keep an eye on so they're at least admitting it? There's another one. This is the one I just went over about the, let me just finish reading about this because this is insane. All right. Providing relief via direct assistance and loans to struggling individuals and businesses hard hit by COVID-19 has been a priority for federal lawmakers this past month, but a gigantic spending bill has also become the opportunity to smuggle in some other line items, including those of special interest to the entertainment community. This is just aggravating. Perhaps the most surprising, according to the text of the bill being circulated, illegal streaming for commercial profit could become a felony. You know, Cyberpunk. I don't want to talk about Cyberpunk, but I need to bring up Cyberpunk just for a second. In their game, there's some music that they didn't actually get the... Or you can't stream legally because of copyright issues, and you can actually toggle the, you know, whatever music to have in the game. If you're going to be streaming, you need to turn this the filter on. But in certain areas of the game, it actually the company themselves messed up and it didn't filter these songs, so people were getting copyright checks for their streams and getting in trouble. Now, if this bill was a thing, those people would have basically been felons according to the law. So they're trying to change it. And oh man, CD Projekt Red, I'm really trying to throw you a bone because I love Cyberpunk. It's really an amazing game. I'm lucky to be able to play it without so many bugs because I have a solid gaming PC, but it's you guys are really just in over your heads right now because the pile of bugs and stuff. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. But they messed up huge because, you know, people were getting marks just because of this copyright issue with the music thing. If you were going to turn that filter on, you make sure like that is fixed in your first bug. Like, all right, people are getting strikes on streaming your game to try to get your product out there so maybe you can sell more product. All right, well, this, they snuck it in and would have made it a felony. Okay, now, you know, how much government oversight are we going to, you know, accept? Really, that's the thing. How much are we going to accept? You know, it's kind of ridiculous. It is. It's ridiculous. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. It's been 2 weeks since Senator Tom Tillis released his proposal to increase the penalties for those who would dare stream unlicensed works. In doing so, the North Carolina senator flirted with danger. About a decade ago, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar made a similar proposal before it ended up dying as people worried about sending Justin Bieber to jail. This time, Tillis' attempt was winning better reviews for more narrowly tailoring the provisions towards commercial operators rather than users. That said, it's had very little time to circulate before inevitably becoming part of a spending package. If passed, illegal streaming of works, including movies and musical works, could carry up to 10 years in jail. That's not the only copyright change either. The spending bill also appears to adopt a long-discussed plan to create a small claims adjudication system with the U.S. Copyright Office. Oh, my gosh. They are just making... they just want all the power. They're trying to... And that senator... He has so many different donations from the music industry. I don't have it pulled up, but I was reading an article and looking at the donations from all these different music, all the different, you know, the record companies, the whatever. I don't have it all off the top of my head. Here's this is a fun article that I found. It's a little spicy, but it does kind of sum it up because it brings together a lot of the different tweets that people are tweeting out there about what's inside the bill. Check all this stuff out. All right. As Congress prepares to pass the $900 billion coronavirus 19 stimulus bill rolled into a consolidated appropriations package with funding for assistance for households and businesses, along with the vaccine distribution and other pandemic-related measures, the bill also includes a ton of pork. Per usual. Check this out. My goodness. Oh, the first one. It's just a fun little list. I'm just going to go over them all. Family members of unauthorized immigrants are now eligible to get stimulus checks under the $900 billion deal reached last night. That eligibility is retroactive, so adults excluded last time can now get $1,800. You heard that right. So if you are struggling and you're an American citizen, illegal immigrants, they say unauthorized immigrants, okay, illegal immigrants, people who have come here, can now get not just the $600, but the $1,200 from the first stimulus. They're getting $1,800 out of this stimulus package. That's nuts. What? So, not immigrants, legal immigrants, unauthorized, family members of unauthorized, not even just the unauthorized immigrants, but the family members as well. So I don't understand. We're using this bailout to bail out the people that have illegally come here. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'll use your terms. Unauthorized They're not authorized to be here. They're not actually even American citizens, and they're getting a bailout. Not only are they getting the $600, they're getting the $1,200 from before. So they're getting more now than Americans. That, excuse me, that is not going to go over well when Americans find out about that, because they buried it. 5,593 pages? Get out of here. Oh, man, it gets worse. I mean, that's pretty bad right off the bat. That's ridiculous. This bill also includes $300 per week in enhanced unemployment benefits. Got nothing against that. Although it's nothing. $300 a week is bread. Let them eat bread. And would extend unemployment to 50 weeks for both state and federal programs versus the standard 26 weeks. At least it's, all right, you know, it's like, okay, fine, I can get behind unemployment, excuse me. Yeah, for the people that need it, you know? Oh, man, it gets worse. All right, so we got $3.3 billion in grants to Israel. And these, they have all the, yeah, everyone's taking clips, you know, from the bill, and it's all in there. It's insane. For necessary expenses for grants to enable the president to carry out the provisions in Section 23 of the Arms Export Control Act, $6 billion, of which $576 million to remain available until September 30th, 2022, is designated by the Congress for overseas contingency operations global war on terrorism pursuant of Section 251 of the Balanced Budget Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. and here it goes at the end. That of the funds appropriated under this heading, not less than $3.3 billion shall be available for grants only for Israel, which shall be dispersed within 30 days of this act. All right, that's... Okay, so $3.3 billion to Israel. Okay, so we're giving other countries money. Oh, it doesn't end there? Oh, more? Oh, sure. What else? COVID relief sends $453 million to Ukraine. All right, let's read that. Ukraine, of the funds appropriated by this act under Titles 3 and 4, not less than $453 million shall be made available for assistance for Ukraine. Oh, $10 million for gender programs in Pakistan. I'm sorry, what? Gender programs in Pakistan? All right, let's read this one. Climate Security Advisory Council, study required. The Director of National Intelligence, in coordination with the heads of other elements in the intelligence community, determined appropriate by the director, shall conduct a study on the effectiveness of Climate Security Advisory Council as a potential model for future advisory councils. That, not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act, the Security of Energy, in consultation of the heads of any other relevant federal agencies, shall prepare a report that estimates the magnitude of excess carbon dioxide in atmosphere that will need to be removed by 2050 to achieve net zero emissions and stabilize the climate. Okay, so it's a whole climate change. Well, what does that have to do with gender programs? I don't understand. Maybe they. Oh, here's the gender programs part. Of the funds appropriated under the Title III of this act are made available for assistance for Pakistan, not less than $15 million shall be made available for democracy programs, and not less than $10 million shall be made available for gender programs. What is going on? Why are we spending $10 million on gender programs in Pakistan? Not that I have anything to do with it. I just, what is this bill for? I just, the more I read into this bill, the more they're trying to do all this stuff and they're printing money for this. They're creating more money that's making the US dollar drop. It's making the dollar worth nothing. I'm okay. $1.3 billion to Egypt. $700 million to Sudan. $130 million to Nepal. Oh my gosh. Millions and millions of dollars were given to all these countries. This is a like we just had Bill de Blasio. We must redistribute the wealth. Everyone keeps shying away from this, but this is literally what the term we must use. Bill de Blasio, communist confirmed. They are trying to destroy the US dollar. That's what they want. They want it to be worth nothing. They want our economy to be nothing. They want us to fall apart. They want the American... They want America to be weak. That's what this looks like to me. They are destroying the American dollar. 135 million to Burma, 85 million to Cambodia, 1.4 billion to Asia Reassurance Initiation Act. I want to read that one. Cuz I'm sorry, what now? 1.4 billion. The Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Asian Reassurance Initiative Act of 2018. Of the funds appropriated under Titles 3 and 4 of this act, not less than $1.482 billion shall be made available to support implementation of the Indo-Pacific Strategy and the Asian Reassurance Initiative Act of 2018. What is that? Where is this $1.4 billion going in Asia? I need to know more about this. I'm gonna type this up. I'm gonna look into it. This is the bill. Just popped it up. This is the Asian Reassurance Initiative Act of 2018. Let's see what it says here. Long-term strategic vision and comprehensive, multifaceted, and principled United States policy for the Indo-Pacific region and other purposes. Vague. Be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America and Congress assembled. All right, let me see. Text, this is really long. Let's see if I can... Here we go, summary. The bill lays out strategies for promoting U.S. security and economic interests and values in the Indo-Pacific region, which spans from the west coast of India to the west coast of the United States. It authorizes funds to be appropriated by... for implementing such strategies and cites China's actions and claims in the South China Sea, North Korea's development of nuclear capabilities, increased presence of international terrorist organizations in Southeast Asia as particular concerns. Okay, so this sounds like a defense bill. Defending, what are we going to do? Make bases out there or something? The bill authorized to be appropriated $1.5 billion each fiscal year from 2019 to 2023 for the Department of State and the U.S. Agency for International Development and the Department of Defense. Appropriated funds shall be used for various goals, including to advance U.S. foreign policy interests in the region. Well, what is the current powers to be's interests in that area? To improve the defense capacity and resilience of partner nations. Which partner nations? Whose partners? Build new counterterrorism partnership programs in the Southeast Asia. Southeast Asia. It's like all this stuff is just not saying China's name. Strengthen partner nations' democratic systems. What, like Hong Kong? You talking about Hong Kong right now? Ensure that regulatory environments in partner nations are transparent, open, and free of corruption. So we'll see. It seems this bill is saying that it's not $1.5 billion out of this one bill. It's $1.5 billion every fiscal year for the next 4 years. Well, technically 3 years now because it's no longer 2019. The more I look into this stimulus bill, the more they snuck in it. It's pretty insane. Like, they are really just trying to slam everything they can into it. $4 billion for Navy weapons procurement. $4 billion for naval weapons. $2 billion for Space Force. $2 billion for Air Force missiles. I mean, I'm not going to complain about Space Force because I think they need the money in more than the Navy. Sorry, Navy. Love you and all. And Air Force, you too. But Space Force, China is working their way out there. They're trying to take over the moon. Whoever gets there first is going to stake claim. And guess what? They're going for it. I'm talking about China right now. China is going for it. They're building new space stations, international space stations. Actually, excuse me, CCP stations, because it's not international. It's just theirs. They don't want to work with the International Space Station. They want to build their own space stations, and they're doing it. They're going to the moon also. Not the Artemis project. That's the American thing that we're doing. The Artemis Accord. The Artemis Accords is part of it, but the Artemis project is us going back to the moon, which is happening. We already have we've selected the astronauts that are going. It's pretty awesome. But China's going there. So, I mean, Space Force needs, I mean, $2 billion, my goodness. $4 billion for Navy weapons procurement? Do you need $4 billion for new weapons, Navy? Really? $4 billion? While the rest of America crumbles? Crazy. Let's see here. What else did we find here? $208 million to upgrade the Census Bureau's computer systems. $208 million to upgrade the Census Bureau's computer systems. Now, I mean, this one's kind of funny because I have a feeling most of the government's computer systems are way outdated. All right, so outdated. You go to the library, you know, the computer's outdated. You know, go to any government, go to the post office, look at the computers they're working on, and it's like, they're old. All right, so I can't complain about some things. $40 million for the Kennedy Center. Funding to discourage teenagers from drinking and hooking up. I'm sorry, what? Oh, let's read this one. Oh, this guy's got a bunch of them. Horse racing. What? My gosh. This title may be cited as the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act. Let's see. Term authority means the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority designated. The term breeder means a person who is in the business of breeding covered horses. Why is this in the stimulus bill? Why? Why is this in here? Horse racing, integrity, and safety? What are they doing? They're literally throwing... What else could we put in here to make it harder to find the important things? What is in here that people aren't finding yet? If this is just the beginning. My goodness. Oh my gosh. This is so nuts. Oh, jeez. $193 million for federal HIV and AIDS workers to buy cars and car insurance overseas, and a feminist museum. Oh my gosh. Oh, this guy Tom Elliott lays it all down. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, look. It just keeps going and going. This one sums it up really well. Dear Speaker Pelosi, you know what's even better than giving us back our own money? Pork to your friends, astronomical increasing our debt, opening businesses and freedom. End conversation. Seriously, open the economy up. If masks work, they work. If the vaccine works, it works. Gosh, I'm so sick of it. Let's talk about the vaccine. Let's talk about COVID too. Right? Look at that. Think about what's going on. Trump would never bring a vaccine by the end of the year, but he did. They called him out. They said he was wrong for hydroxychloroquine also. Turns out he was right about both of those things. There's a vaccine now. Oh no, Trump was right? Well, it's mutating now. There's a mutation. I'm not trying to deny it, okay? Sure. There could be a mutated strain. I don't know. I'm not a doctor or anything. That's what I hear. I'm hearing from some places that it's stronger, or it's even more. It's 70% more contagious. And then, of course, I'm seeing other people saying it's not. I actually have a little article. Let's see here. Scientists urge concern, not alarm, over new virus strain. Does it spread more quickly? Does it make people sicker? They answer some questions. Let's get into it. There is zero evidence that there is any increase in severity of COVID-19 from the latest strain, the WHO emergencies chief, Dr. Michael Ryan, said on Monday. We don't want to overreact, the U.S. government's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci, told CNN. How much I want to believe what they say, I don't know, but worry has been growing since Saturday when Britain's prime minister said a new strain or variant of the coronavirus seemed to spread more easily than earlier ones and was moving rapidly throughout England. Dozens of countries barred flights from the UK and southern England was placed under strict lockdown measures. Yeah, before this even happened. I mean, they went into lockdown and then this now is happening. It's V for Vendetta all over again. We're just like, it's the media convincing us that we need them, that we need the government. It's pretty insane. But you know what? I just want to bring up a tweet that I did an article about the other day. Just going to pop this up. John Basham says Donald Trump was right all along. You know why? Because the American Medical Association quietly released, reversed their position on hydroxychloroquine. They rescinded their request that doctors stop prescribing it. Now admit benefits far outweigh the extremely low risk. Really? Yes, that's right. Really. This is Dr. Zev Zelenko. He's been talking about this for months and months and months, talking about how hydroxychloroquine really does help prevent the spread and how bad the disease can get. If you catch it early on and you take this stuff, you're in great shape. You're much significantly better off. We don't need to get a vaccine when we have something that actually works. Trump was right. Here, look. COVID outpatients, early risk stratified treatment with zinc plus low dose hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, a retrospective case series study. And here's some highlights. First COVID outpatient study based a risk stratification and early antiviral treatment at the beginning of the disease. Low dose hydroxychloroquine combined with zinc and azithromycin was an effective therapeutic approach against COVID-19. So Trump was right. Now, Dr. Zelenko came out 2 days ago. Was it yesterday when he posted? Doesn't matter. He did a little video. He said, look, it's a really important video. I'm not trying to deny anything with the new strain, but he is a doctor, and he's like, it's just very important to note that just because it has mutated doesn't change anything as far as the hydroxychloroquine treatment. It will still work the same, even if the coronavirus mutated, okay? So that's interesting, an interesting thing to look at. So now if they try claiming the virus doesn't, you know, the vaccine doesn't work for COVID-19 or COVID-20, whatever the new strain will be, COVID 2.0, it's like, okay, well, the AMA, the American Medical Association, already reversed their decision on doctors prescribing hydroxychloroquine because they realized that it actually, the benefits far outweigh the very little side effects because, newsflash, hydroxychloroquine has been used for many, many years in the medical society. It's like, it's a normal thing for people to take that. So now that we know that it actually works and helps combat the COVID virus, it's like, all right, maybe we should try that and use it now. Now that they've reversed it and finally admitted that, okay, well, they've never said, okay, maybe Trump was right. That was me saying that. Because every time I see people go, Trump lied, people died, it's like, Trump tried to save more people. They were saying 2.5 million people were going to die. Now you're saying, well, 300 million people died or 300,000 people died. It's all Trump's fault. Even though all these different governors were putting people in the nursing homes, that whole thing, it's like, doesn't matter. If people used hydroxychloroquine from the beginning, there would have been significantly less deaths. That's all I'm saying. So this COVID too, you know, there, I mean, Fauci said, it's like, you know, we don't want to, you know, I don't know if you trust him or not, but it's like, we don't want to overreact. You know, the WHO again, if I don't know if you trust them or not, but they said like there's zero evidence of increase in severity. But Dr. Zelenko, who was right this whole time about hydroxychloroquine, basically is saying, look, it doesn't matter if it mutates because the hydroxychloroquine treatment, the Zelenko protocol, I believe he calls it, will work. Let's see. I think, yeah, the Zelenko protocol. That's when what are those doctors that came out? I don't remember the doctors that came out, but a bunch of them got banned. They were getting, you know, smeared all over the place, and they were using this method and, actually, giving shout out to Dr. Zelenko for creating it. And it's like, and it worked. They were talking about it worked. And then, of course, all of a sudden, the media was like, how dare they spread these lies? Trump is a terrible person. Ah, blah, 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 blah. And then it turns out, actually, they reversed their decision. It's insane. So, I mean, I don't know what to think about this whole COVID stuff anymore, you know, because they're coming around and saying, oh, actually, you know, the hydroxychloroquine stuff, it does work. So it's like, wait a minute. So since it works, can't we try that? I'm young. I'm healthy. Why would I need the vaccine if it's 99% chance of me beating it and having the antibodies? AOC got it. And she was like, well, you know, we don't know how long the natural antibodies work and stick around in your body. But the vaccine basically helps build those antibodies up. Okay, so they're not natural. But how long do those last? It's the same thing. It helps your body build up antibodies so that you can combat the virus if you were to come across it. It's, what's the difference? So this vaccine, it stays longer in your system, the antibodies. So either it kills it or it doesn't. Oh, man. I'm over it. I'm so sick of it. Especially when we've had this treatment that could have helped save so many lives. And the media wasn't telling anybody because orange man bad. That's it. So when I see anybody out there blaming Trump for the COVID deaths, all I can think of is they're brainwashed. They don't think for themselves, clearly, because they're brainwashed. But truly, they're a-holes. That's right, I said it. If you're out there and you're one of those blaming Trump, you're an a-hole. Sorry if there's any kids listening or, you know, whatever. Yeah, so, all right, let's talk about the conjunction. So right now, I don't know if you know what the Great Conjunction is, but Jupiter and Saturn are actually very close together in our sky. Now, this hasn't happened in 400 years. Check this out. This is from NASA. The Great Conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. Look at they're sitting all close together. Sky watchers are in for an end-of-the-year treat. What has become known as popularly as the Christmas star is an especially vibrant planetary conjunction, easily visible in the evening sky over the next 2 weeks as the bright planets Jupiter and Saturn come together, culminating the night of December 21st. Tonight. In 1610, Italian astronomer Galileo pointed his telescope to the night sky, discovering the four moons of Jupiter, Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto. In the same year, Galileo also discovered a strange oval surrounding Saturn, which later observations determined it to be its rings. These discoveries changed how people understood the far reaches of our solar system. 13 years later, in 1623, the solar system's two giant planets, Jupiter and Saturn, traveled together across the sky. Jupiter caught up with and passed Saturn in an astronomical event known as the Great Conjunction. You can imagine the solar system being a racetrack with each of the planets as a runner in their own lane and the Earth towards the center of the stadium, said Henry Throop, astronomer in the Planetary Science Division at NASA headquarters in Washington. From our vantage point, we'll be able to see Jupiter on the inside lane approaching Saturn all month and finally overtaking it on December 21st. The planets regularly approach and pass each other in the solar system, with the positions of Jupiter and Saturn being aligned in the sky about once every 20 years. What makes this year's spectacle so rare then, it's been nearly 400 years since the planets passed this close to each other in the sky, and nearly 800 years since the alignment of Saturn and Jupiter occurred at night, as well as, for 2020, allowing nearly everyone around the world to witness this great conjunction. That's right, anywhere in the world, you should be able to see this. Conjunctions like this could happen on any day of the year, depending on where the planets are in their orbits, says Thrope. The date of the conjunction is determined by the positions of Jupiter, Saturn, and Earth in their paths around the Sun, while the date of the solstice is determined by the tilt of Earth's axis. The solstice is the longest night of the year, so this rare coincidence will give people a great chance to go outside and see the solar system. Now, I have this awesome site that I found. And this, can you guys, is it not moving for you? Oh, man, that is such a shame. For some reason, it's not updating. So this, it is a little bit. I can see it. So you can kind of see Saturn and Jupiter and Earth are kind of in a line. So Earth is in that center ring here. Okay, Earth is this little blue dot. Now, if I bring this down, you can kind of see, hopefully it'll show you. This is really cool. You can go in all directions and see in all different ways. And you can see Saturn and Jupiter are right next to each other. It looks like they're perfectly aligned. I mean, obviously they're not, but they are really close together. And that's very cool. And actually, I tweeted out a really incredible picture. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. Did I tweet it? Oh, no. No. I must have liked it. Hold on. Let me check my likes real quick. Check this out. This is a picture that someone took. Let me open this up so I can zoom it in. Look at that. That's a picture of Saturn, and there's Jupiter. I think, like, this is incredible because they're out there. All right? People have known for thousands of years. Well, maybe not thousands, but hundreds of years, I could easily say, about these planets. I mean, we just read about Galileo. You know, they had lenses and they were looking at the sky, observing and seeing these planets, and they could see this stuff through, you know, their lenses. So this is beautiful. I love this. That's Saturn. I've actually seen Saturn with my own eye. If you live in New York, I'm sorry, but if you do still live in New York, during the summertime, there's a place in Central Park every Saturday night that people set up like incredible telescopes, and you can go for free and just walk up and take a peek. One night I was there, and it was trained on Saturn. It's pretty incredible because you're in the middle of a city. You wouldn't think that you'd be able to, you know, see the stars, but you'd be surprised with these powerful telescopes. All right, so yeah, so those are my segments. I actually was supposed to have a guest today, Julia Song, but I wasn't able to get a hold of her. So I hope she's good. She actually has been protesting the mandatory, what was it? It's a curfew in North Carolina, I believe, 10 p.m., not allowed to be out. She's been out in front of the mayor's office or the mayor's house protesting at 10 p.m. every night. So who knows if something happened to her. She hasn't been on Twitter all day, but I'm going to have a conversation with her eventually about socialism and communism and how she came from what she went through in Brazil to now being in America and just the differences. And she's got a crazy story to tell. So looking forward to hearing from her, and hope she's good. So yeah, I don't have any more subjects. I do have that song. I was thinking about maybe playing it again. What did you guys think of the song? I opened the episode with my new song called The Forge. I guess I should play it again. I'm going to get into some super chats first. Because, you know, now that we've got all the subjects out, you know, continue on talking about some of them. Let's get into them. Ibi Rippenham says, now this is a tune I can sit back and fart to. Thank you, Ibi Rippenham. Right on. That's how I write my music, to think about you and how comfortable that you are when you fart. The Last Laugh says, happy Yule. Everyone loves the coffee, but your mod Izod heard he's all about them grizzlies. Izod is a fascist. See you next Tuesday. Remember the short bus. Okay, cool. Yeah, I guess, you know, someone got banned. There's people that get banned from my Discord. I have mods, and I trust them. So, short bus, rest in peace. George Washington says, carry on my torch, Adam. I approve from beyond. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Chat Wilger says, couldn't find a meter, but here's $4. Well, thank you. Thank you for your $4. If you're going to be like that, short bus, I'm not going to read your super chats. If you're just going to be spicy, dude. Billy Ray says, Trump should veto and tell them to come back when it's under 5 pages, not 5,000. Yeah. And have it just for the American people. All that other stuff should be its own bills. All of it. Get that out of there. This is an American stimulus package. It's like the tip of an iceberg. The very tip is like $600 for all Americans. And then you look at the rest of it, and it's just this huge, massive, like, iceberg that no one wants to actually look at, and they don't want you to look at either. No. Just look at the tip. That's just the tip. that's what I just said. Aaron says, see you down in DC on the 6th. Adam, never surrender, never give up. I won't, Aaron. I will be there on the 6th. For those who don't know about what's going on, January 6th, the president has asked everyone to show up and march for him in Washington on the 6th. That's the day that they actually vote the electorals. And there's plenty of different senators that are coming out saying that they're going to stand against the states and for this contested election. They're going to contest it. Johnny Gonzalez says, tar and feather time is nearly here again. Well, I hope we don't have to resort to that. Siran says, the whole new COVID is BS. Been around for months. I live in Ireland, see everything the UK does. ICU are at 77% at the moment. Average is 88%. I believe it. That's not surprising to me at all. TV Computer says, the Lightning Network protocol lets Bitcoin scale up right now. Having channel capacity under your control when the monetary reformation truly gets going could be very helpful. That's true. I mean, a lot of people are talking about cryptocurrency and stuff. Hey, I just saw Carlin Borisenko is in the chat. What's up, Carlin? It's good to know that you're going to be in DC, that we definitely going to try to meet up this time. Both Carlin and I were at the last at the Stop the Steal rally, the first one, not the second one. I think there was two, the one on the 12th of this year or this month, and I didn't go to that one, but the first one we didn't meet up. But we got to meet up. We got to meet up, Carlin. So shout out to Carlin. What up? Smash the like button for Carlin or me, whatever, whichever you choose. Let's see. Sasha, what's good? The book lover. They can pass this bill to give money away to all those other countries, but they can't pass a friggin' budget so our government can function. That sums it up very well. Yeah. Geo says, I just dropped a link on your who do you think will win Twitter poll. It's from the UN's website. Have a look at it, please. So for those who don't know, I've been doing who do you think will win for since November 5th. I actually did one November 4th, but I didn't tag it. I created the tag spot poll retweet, and I'll just pull it up real quick so you can see it. Let's see what it ended at. So it dropped a little bit, so you can see. I've been doing this nearly every day. I miss some days, you know, but I try to do nearly every day, and you can see it kind of hovers around 75, 78, 73, 85. It's popped up. People are like, oh no, it's dropping. And then of course the comments are all like, your people are, you know, your followers are deluded, or yeah, Trump already won. It's very entertaining actually to watch what goes on there. All right, Carlin says, we'll make it happen this time. Nice, good. Not to meet up. Let's see. Byron Banks says, yes, the Navy does need $4 billion, so we have Block 5 Virginia subs. If you saw the capability those will bring to the fleet, you would change your mind. I would trust you on this. I don't know what Block 5 Virginia subs are, but if you can hook me up, I would love to come have a a tour. Shout out. That would be dope. Shanjak says, tacking unrelated fluff into an emergency stimulus is equivalent to looting during a disaster. Ooh, spicy words, but the truth can hurt sometimes. Greg says, printing money bad. COVID printing money is okay. We are fighting a deflation. Print money in a deflation and stop during inflation. Yeah, it's they're literally making the dollar worth nothing. It's crazy. Just keep printing the money. Yeah, print the money. Give it to these countries. Whatever, just print it and give it to them. It's insane. Let's see, Cherry Rosas, thank you for that super chat. Brewmaster Monk, oh, give me a second, I just had a super chat jump. The hyperinflation is on purpose. They'll blame China and then go to total war. We'll kill off excess males, global government with the international bankers on top. Look up Adam Green of No More News on BitChute. It's a scary potential right there. Preston Teme says, not to derail things, have you seen the foreign military financing program? Not less than $3.3 billion in grants only to Israel, of which no less than $795 million for advanced weapon systems procurement. I know. I did see. I did read that, actually, in my my thing. Hydro says, and the story goes, a young man will come and save the universe for the forces of evil. Or old man, depending, whoever it is, or woman, you know, could be anyone, but I'm referring to Trump right now, so I think he's doing it. Mini Stabber says, no Timcast IRL tonight, so no need to rush off. Oh, there's no Timcast IRL, that's odd. All right, well, I mean, I was supposed to have a guest, and I was not prepared for this. I kind of threw these these segments last minute. I just threw it together because I wasn't expecting to do segments today. I was going to have an interview, but so I was kind of unprepared. Hopefully it didn't seem such. That Leaf says, the stimulus bill will be paid back with increased taxes due to the accrued debt/inflation. Nothing is ever free, and you always pay the price of sorts. I agree 100%. A Ghost says, oh, and a hefty super chat. Thank you. Random, does the statement that you are free free to speak your mind, but please understand there's consequences. Excuse me. Sorry. Let me just start over there. Does the statement that you are free to speak your mind, but please understand there are consequences imply I better tell you what you want to hear, or who are the thought police? Look no further than the Black Mirror. Computer screen off. Yeah, I it's interesting, you know, because we are seriously running to this point where you're not free to speak your mind anymore, right? I mean, people are getting banned off different platforms. They're being pushed out, and if you don't fall into the narrative that they like, you're getting screwed out of you know, being a part of things. It's pretty insane. So I don't know. It's crazy. You know, we need reforms in specific things. Yep. Abigail H says, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Abigail. Merry Christmas to you. And to everybody else too. You know what? Look at that UFO. It's not spinning. This is for everyone out there. Get that UFO spinning. All right. Jason Solo says, we've known about them for thousands of years. Jupiter and Saturn were Roman gods. Also try looking at Space Engine. It's a full simulation representation of the universe down to the mountains. Very cool. Space Engine. I'm going to check that out. Salty Scotch says, missed you, Adam. We need your voice. Well, thank you very much. I will try to do my best to be around for everybody. Fake Name says, Merry Christmas. Discord banned my account for the great crime of joining a channel to organize protests in DC on the 6th. I'd never even posted there. Wow. Really? That's crazy. Walba Threadkiller says, just got in from seeing the conjunction. Cool. Yeah, I'm going to go out after the episode. Sasha the Book Lover says, I went out looking for the conjunction, but I didn't see that, but I did see a shooting star. Made a wish. Very nice. Very nice. Stefan Luna says, just invested half of my savings investment to live abroad, live aboard a 90s yacht and half a pound of gold, going full pirate. And S, if S hits the fan, right on. Love you, man. Keep up the great work. Thank you very much, Stefan. And actually, my Anisha lived on a boat for 6 months. She was living that pirate life too for a while out in the South Pacific. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Let's see here. Salty Scotch says Carlin kicks in. Yeah, I see you're chatting in chat. It's a good place to be. Lots of fun stuff to happen in chat. Bat Goat says Merry Christmas, bro. That beard is looking glorious. Thank you. It is really a beard, right? I've got a beard. It's official. 48 Denier says, isn't it ironic that my stimulus check is not enough to buy the ink cartridges and paper to print a copy of that bill that gives me the stimulus check? Yeah, I know, right? I saw a tweet that said whoever owns the company that had to print the bill and like give them all the materials to print it and send it off fared better than Americans. And it seems like unauthorized immigrants fared very well in this bill, because now unauthorized immigrants are getting $1,800 from the stimulus bill. That blew me away. Like, that's ridiculous. That I can't stand that. All right, so I want to remind everybody. That was the end of the Super Chats. I want to remind everybody about my contest that I'm having. All right, so I have... here's my website, adamkrigler.net. You can go there and check out all my videos. Everything gets uploaded there. You can donate to me directly via my PayPal. But also, I have a physical P.O. box, okay? It's P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, you can send me physical things, obviously, if you'd like. But I'm having a contest right now. And you can see, I stickered up my snowboard here that I just got for Christmas. Again, thanks, Tim. And I have so many stickers. It's nice to actually have something to use my stickers for. But don't worry. I have plenty of stickers. Two shoeboxes filled to the brim of stickers. Like, I'm talking packed in there. All right? So I'm giving away my stickers. All you have to do is send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. box, and I'm going to put a sticker in there, sign it, send it back to you. All right, but anyone who does, if you do this, you not only will get a sticker from me, you're going to be entered in to the contest that I'm having to give away my board. You know what? I'm going to go get my board real quick. I'm going to pop this on, and I'm going to go grab it and listen to this fun little track that I recorded the other day.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
All right, I'm back. Okay, so I just wanted to... Oh, sorry, UFO. Okay, this is it. Check this thing out. This is the Arbor Catalyst. So this is the board that I designed myself. It's a twin tail, all right, twin-tailed longboard. You can kickflip this thing a couple different ways, but, you know, it's got a nice tail, so you can do tricks on it. It's got a good base in the middle. All right, so I'm giving this thing away. You can see me skate this thing on YouTube on a couple different platforms. On Arbor's YouTube, you can check it out. Just type Adam and Catalyst. All right, so, yeah, very excited about that. I'm excited to see whoever gets it. I'm going to do a drawing and pick it out of a hat and just give this sucker away. I have a few of them, and none of them are new, so I'm just going to give this one to somebody. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. All right, so if you want that board, I'm giving that board away. So to do that, you have to just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to my P.O. box, and you're going to get a sticker, but you're also going to enter in a chance to win that board. So, very excited about that. All right, so what time do we got? Oh, I'm not even worried, right? All right, so I'm going to play a few songs, because I actually, on Friday, I kind of, I felt like I was a little bit late on that. Momo actually just asked me if I sell coffee, someone, let me just say, if you want to buy some of my coffee, it's KriglerCoffee.com. Really easy to find. Just my last name, coffee, KriglerCoffee.com. And actually, if you look, there's the Catalyst Blend, which is called that after my board that I just showed you. And that is actually the reason I'm having this contest, because the Catalyst Blend, it just, you know, this is the Catalyst. So I'm giving out this board, Krigler Coffee. Definitely check it out. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and yeah. All right, so I'm going to play a tune. Get this board out of my way, because I guess I don't really need to hear myself. Oh. Cheers, everybody. I hope your week goes really well. All right, I'm going to play this song again because I can't get it out of my head. This is my newest song. All right, it's called The Forge. All right, and I wrote it because I'm so sick of people blaming others for things that they can do themselves. And, wow, what's going on in chat? I see you, a couple of you. My goodness. I rolled the die. Guess what it is, guys? Guess what it is? Yeah, I'm going to play The Forge again. I'm just waiting for those numbers to roll in. Here's the numbers. All right, here we go. There it is. Seth Theriot. It's a 20. I rolled a natural 20. That's right. Natural 20. All right, this is my new song called The Forge.
You fear what you don't understand. Place blame on anyone you can besides yourself. Well, you should be ashamed, 'cause you're responsible on how you handle change. Hold yourself accountable. You define who you are. You define who you are. Are you the same, or are you different? Burned from the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions. Life, call it what you will. It's a blessing and a curse, depending how you feel. Are you scared of what they think? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know who you are? Don't you know where you are? Welcome to the forge. Welcome to the forge. Are you the same? Or are you different? Burnt on the flames of your existence. We all burn the same. There's no difference. We must learn to live with our decisions.
Yeah, I'm still, I just wrote it yesterday, or I finished writing it yesterday, so it's still a little little new. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely learned, I love Tool. I see a lot of people talking like Tool. Thank you, for one. That is an amazing comparison. I love Maynard. I've seen A Perfect Circle, and I've seen Tool, two different shows. Both were incredible. Yeah, that's, definitely needs a full band. Really, really stoked about that one. Yeah, I actually wrote this song on electric. It's just playing my electric live doesn't really translate the same. So, yeah, I would love to get Maynard on the show. He is absolutely welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. That's my new song. It's called The Forge. I wrote it because life is a forge, and you are the hammer. You choose, you know, how you, you know, let the forge do to you. Are you going to burn up? Are you going to get, you know, become a fried nothing and just turn into a crisp and dust? Or are you going to become the steel? You know, are you going to forge yourself into something better and stronger? That's why, like, are you the same or are you different? It's like, it's your choice. That's why it's a question, because it's up to you to remain the same or to move forward, you know? So it's like from the flames of your existence, because just simply existing, it's not easy. Life is a forge. We all live in that forge. And, it's, you know, it's about how you rise out of it. So... yeah, that's it. Yeah, so that's my new song. So yeah, all right. So I'm gonna. I got a couple other super chats. Let's see. It's just one. Yeah, Wimplow says praise the like button. Also praise the sun, but most importantly, the like button. Yeah. This is my other new song, Freely. Life sucks sometimes, but when you realize it's not so bad, just move along. What choice do you have? You choose where your mind spends all its time. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. When you find a smile, naturally, that's the magic. Don't forget it. It'll help you see. In the dark, in the night, when you're trying to find your way and you've lost your sight. When it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. when it all comes freely, it's wonderful. Let it all come crashing like the ocean tide. Climb up to the top of the mountainside and scream it out. Don't hold it inside. And that's Freely. Thank you, everybody. Very, very grateful for all your kind words. Kind words. Shortbus, you're being rude now, man. I had nothing to do with your not being a part of my Discord anymore. From what I've heard, you pushed the limits, and if you want to push the limits here, like, I don't know what you're trying to do, man. So... Completely Not Me says, first time commenting, very impressive, thank you. MT Coiner says, loved the song, thank you so much, I really appreciate that. Isaac Gear says, first songs I've heard you play. Impressive. Thank you very much, Isaac. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't tend to play much. Brewmaster, that's not very nice. I'm not going to read that one. Just saying some not so nice things. Thank you, Alpha Zero. I see you over there. Alpha Zero is a supporter in my Locals channel. I appreciate that. And my Locals, my... Twitter, I tend to just blast stuff out. Parler, I just kind of pass along my show, sometimes dip in there. But my Locals channel, I'm using more as communicating. So if you want to communicate more with me, definitely go to my Locals, AdamCastIRL at locals.locals.com, and you can join my community. And I'm definitely having a little more one-on-one with a lot of these people. Wesley Webb says, you need to get these songs up for sale. I agree. I'm working on that. I want to write a bunch of new songs and then release a new album. I have a lot of stuff. I mean, I literally speak all day long, and my way of doing things before was writing songs about what was going on. And this song right here is one of those that really kind of takes what I'm experiencing right now and what I'm seeing in the world. So I'm trying to write more of that, get a few more of those under my belt. So yeah, tall bus says, I'll take care of short bus for you. Yeah, I don't really understand what's going on. I don't really know what happened. I heard he was being rude in my Discord, and it was the final straw. So, and I trust my mods. So don't piss off the mods in my Discord. We have clear, distinct rules. And if you break the rules and they tell you and you keep breaking the rules, you're going to get banned from my Discord. It's an inclusive spot. It's not open. So to get into my Discord, you actually need me to give you personally a code to get in. So no, I'm not having it open anymore. So, you know, it is what it is. So, yeah. Yeah, Danny, I see you. You don't have to do it, but for those who do want to support me, that's really what it's about. Oh, no way! Red Mage says, thanks for the coffee, man. First order of Krigler coffee arrived today. Gamers blend. Dope! Thank you. Awesome. I hope you enjoy it. Take a picture and post it up and hashtag Krigler coffee. That would be really dope if you could do that. I don't know if you're on Twitter or honestly, wherever you are, if you can post it up, that'd be great. Black Magic said, if Tim's not on, please go long. Also, Justice Roberts says Trump will not get a day in court because we aren't violent enough. That's a horrible message for the Justice Roberts to put out there into the world. That supposedly could have been debunked. I'm not sure. Local says, I still have that AR lower for you, brother. Oh, that's dope. I forgot about that. Look, my email, if you may have emailed me it, but it might have gotten lost. If you do email it, adamcastirl@gmail.com. I don't know the legalities of getting me that, but that would be dope to have. I would love that because I would like to build my own AR. That would be cool to have. Let's see. Jedi Knight, got room for a Jedi in Discord? I do. Yeah, we'll figure out a way to bring more people into my Discord eventually. It's just I don't have a lot of time right now. I've been doing a lot of stuff outside of my job here. And of course, Cyberpunk came out, and that game is incredible. It's really a good game, I gotta be honest. Anton says, for electric/distortion, that sounds good on YouTube. Try bias effects. I'm pretty sure that's what a lot of guitar YouTubers use. Oh, all right, cool. I would like to figure out a way to actually connect. I think I can connect my guitar, or at least my amp, directly into my interface, which means it would be directly into the system. Which is cool because then I wouldn't actually need to hear it through that. I'd hear it in my headphones, and then you guys would get a direct chord to it, and that would be way better. I appreciate that. I don't know what song I should play. Thanks for hanging out, everybody. I kind of had like an impromptu episode today. You know, I researched a little bit of the stimulus bill, but I found that awesome breakdown. And the conjunction, I thought it was really cool. And then of COVID too, but it's like, I wasn't expecting to do an episode today. So I was doing a lot of cleaning and random stuff, you know, so. Oh, Montana Horseman says, thanks for just being you. And hi to your mom. Hi, mom. Hi, mom. She watches the show. Shout out to my mom. She actually designed the logo in Krigler Coffee. So, Joshua Rhodes says, first time doing a comment and donate like this. Love your songs. Love your show. Better than Tim's. Also, Trump will win, and I will be in D.C. on the 6th. Yes. What an amazing group of things. Your compliments, you super chatting me, thank you, and showing up for Trump, and saying that my show is better than Tim's, like, I'll take it. Thank you. I still think that Tim and I are better together. Like, we are freaking fire together. Like, I don't understand. I would love to, you know, start that up again. Charles says, what type of guitar are you rocking? I got a Taylor 214 CE. It's awesome. This is a Martin Streetmaster 00015. What is it? 00015M. It's a Streetmaster, but yeah, it's beautiful. I love this guitar, and it has been dubbed Eve by the chat. Chat has officially named my guitar Eve, and I like it a lot. It's a guitar. This is like my dream guitar that I've wanted for a long time, and I finally got it a couple months ago, and I love this thing. I have my other guitars here, and I just kind of like this guitar. Amber Bailey says, love, love, love the song Freely. Thank you, Amber. I appreciate that. I really do. That's another song. I wrote that one about 2 months ago, middle of September, I believe. And, yeah. Now I have this new one, The Forge. I'm very excited about it. Actually, Ian was jamming with me yesterday. And he sings over it. I hear it in my head. Because he's got this crazy voice. So, I don't know if who heard it. But in my song, Walking With You, Ian came and did this backup vocal one time when we were back in the Jersey location. and it was kind of fun. So took a walk tonight with my love, and all the cats are in the streets. Like us, they're trying to find a way home. Yeah, face life and land up on their feet. Talking about those little things that make you sing and feel alright. A natural high inside, like sunshine and rain. Fresh coffee to start my day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long, but now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, but now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long. Well, now I'm walking with you. Sun sets along the colonnade. All good dogs and bad are on their way. Yeah. Like us, they're trying to find a peace of mind. Yeah. Face life and its insanities. Talking about those little things. Little things that make you sing and feel alright. Natural high inside, like sunshine and rain. Krigler coffee to start your day. Well, I'm just glad I found my way home with you. I've been walking it so long, when I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. Bop do bail, baba do bop do bail, baba do bail, bop up do bail. I've been walking it so long, well, now I'm walking with you. I've been walking it so long, now I'm walking with you.
Woo!
That's fun. Yeah, that's walking with you. That's fun. Do a little bebop scatting near the end. Montana, did you catch that? Krigler coffee to start my day. A few people are catching it. Yeah, nice. I couldn't help smiling when I said that.
If I was a younger man, I'd probably make the same mistake twice. The closer the heart is, the harder it becomes to do what's right. Even through the thick and thin, secretly we want to win. Well, I'm taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. It's time to confess all sins. Whoa, before the world you've built crumbles away. I've spent some time lost in my mind, disappointed. Well, that's just the sting from expecting, and that's what you get. Oh, it's simple sacrifice, drop a little bit of pride. I know it's exhausting. Oh, I'm taking it back, taking it back, taking it back. It's time to find me. Whoa, before This world you've built crumbles away. Started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. Everything happens, I won't fight the reasons. You say you've learned from your mistakes and your experience. And then comes the day from left field, as they say, has left you in a daze. Oh, it happens all the time. A high tide of the mind struggling for oxygen. Oh, and taking it back, taking it back, taking it back is the only option. Well, before this world you've built crumbles away. It started with cold feet, let me begin again. Hindsight's obviously the clearest option. I'm taking it back with all that I believe in. Everything happens, I won't fight the reasons.
Whew! All right. I got a few more super chats. Thank you all for hanging out with me still. It's past 8, but they're not. Tim is not doing a show tonight, so I'm just going to keep going. Let's see here. Completely not me says, really wish you and Tim were still a duo show. Me too. Brewmaster Monk says, have you seen the Patriots in Oregon storm the Capitol building? I have. I'm watching closely to that situation. It's pretty insane. Let's see. Mark G says, so when are you going back to AZ? Adam's mom was the best guest to date. Thank you so much, Mom. You heard that? Right. I should really get out there. I think I might drive out to Christmas or drive out to Chicago for Christmas. I kind of didn't really plan, but making a drive to Chicago isn't too difficult. So I might head out tomorrow. So we'll see. But as far as when I get to Arizona next, I don't know. Bruno Satorio says, I'm the only conservative in my family. It's insane how misled they are. And when I try to explain, I'm just wrong because TV and social media say so. I feel there's no way out of chaos. Love you, man. Thank you so much, Bruno. Sending you some vibes. You're not alone out there. There's plenty of people that feel just like you. Trust me. It turns out there's a lot more conservatives in my family than I kind of always knew it, actually. I was kind of the odd man out before. Hexmare says, hey, mate, I'm in the same state as your P.O. box, so this should be local advice. Would be willing to get you the legal steps to transfer a lower. Oh, thank you. Hexmare, do me a favor and email me, AdamCastIRL. Just say, from Hexmare, legal advice. You know, something along those lines, because that would be nice. Connor Hart says, melancholy hellhound. All right, I will play it right after this. Black Magic says, please keep going. Trump never gave up on us, so we should never give up on him. Also, melancholy hellhound would be amazing. Maybe wife you can join. She's actually not here right now, so wouldn't be possible. But that's a second request for melancholy hellhound. Now I have to play it. I absolutely will. Johnny Gonzalez says, your positivity before the Timcast doom sesh needed. Thank you, Johnny. I'm grateful to be here for you. Pink King says, can you play Horse with No Name? No, because that's copyright issue stuff. But yeah. Versified says, thank you for extending your live stream. Will you cover Tim's song, Will of the People? Smash the like button, people, and spin that UFO. Ooh, you know what? The UFO is not spinning currently because I knocked it off. Don't be mad at me, UFO. But I will spin it for you. MT Coiner says, are you a fan of System of the Down? Yeah, System of the Down is great. Serge Tankian, man, what a freaking beast. Is my mic good? Yeah, Serge Tankian's what incredible genius, that guy. System of the Down is awesome. I love System of the Down. That's great. Yeah, I think they're a very strong band. I really like them a lot. Wait, what was I about to do? Oh, yeah, Melancholy Hellhound. All right, this is Melancholy Hellhound. All right.
Well, I don't want your money. I just want some wine. Yeah, give me some of your honey. I promise I'll take my time. Oh, welcome to the hottie. It always feels the same. Yeah, well, I find myself growing senseless to the pain. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end, you'll find me. Oh, well, I don't want your pity, and I don't want no lies. Yeah, life gets shitty. Oh, and then you die. Oh, welcome to the heartache. Try not to lose your way. Yeah, it's like trudging through the muddy waters without faith. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end you'll find me. Yeah, well, I still get that feeling, whoa, of judgmental eyes. Only difference being, it's just not worth my time. Yeah, cause I welcome all the heartache. It brings tears to my eyes. Yeah, those tears remind me I'm alive, alive. Yeah, you can scratch and crawl to figure it out, but in the end, it's just me.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I don't think I can do any more songs. I don't want to lose my voice, but appreciate that, everyone. You guys are fantastic. Still a bunch of people hanging out, chilling with me, so you guys are fantastic. Chat is hilarious, and this is great. So, Ladybug, Miraculous Ladybug says, I always love this song. Great show, as always. Thank you, Ladybug. Appreciate you're always sending some kind words my way. I appreciate that. So, everyone, thanks for hanging out. I would like to go longer, but I would just kind of be ranting and raving, and I can't really play any more songs. So I can feel my voice is kind of, I'm pushing it a little bit. So thanks for hanging out, and I appreciate all of you. You guys are the best, you know. So if you could subscribe, if you haven't, please do. Please share. Honestly, that's the best way to help promote my channel is just share. Share my videos, share my clips that I put up. That would be the best, and it's all because of you guys that I'm growing. So thank you very much. I will see you all next time on Adamcast IRL. Bye, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.